Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at mathworks.com.
Following the international uproar over the disclosure that the National Security Agency was monitoring the phone calls of world leaders and storing troves of data on U.S. citizens, President Obama gave a major policy speech in January about individual privacy and modern technology.
When you cut through the noise, what's really at stake is how we remain true to who we are in a world that is remaking itself at dizzying speed.
To explore this world in which governments and companies have the ability to amass, analyze, and use vast amounts of personal information, the president ordered a comprehensive review of what's called big data. The first of three meetings in the review process took place at MIT yesterday. WBUR's Bruce Gellerman was there and has this report.
Big data is a big deal, says John Podesta. He's White House counselor, head of the Presidential Study on the Future of Privacy and Big Data, and keynote speaker at the MIT workshop.
We're undergoing a revolution in the way that information about our purchases, our conversations, our social networks, our movements, and even our physical identities are collected, stored, analyzed, and used.
Podesta was supposed to appear in person, but a snowstorm grounded him in D.C. He spoke by phone and suggested the trajectory of technology and our willingness to make public our personal information seems clear.
On Facebook, there are some 350 million photos uploaded and shared every day. On YouTube, 100 of hours of video is uploaded every minute. And we're only in the very nascent stage of the Internet of Things, where our appliances will communicate with each other and sensors may be nearly ubiquitous.
Podesta says soon not only will users of big data be able to analyze our past behavior, they'll be able to predict it in advance. Online retailer Amazon recently got a patent for what it calls anticipatory shipping, delivering products you want even before you buy them.
How should we think about individual sense of their identity when data reveals things about them they didn't even know about themselves? In this study, we want to explore the capabilities of big data analytics, but also the social and policy implications of that capability.
The MIT workshop included heavy hitters in the privacy big data debate. One panel included Professor John Guttag, head of MIT's Electrical Engineering and Computer Science Department. He argues that big data, using personal electronic medical records, can prevent the spread of deadly hospital infections.
Progress in healthcare is too important and too urgent to wait for privacy to be solved. I'm in favor of privacy, but not at the cost of avoidable pain and suffering and death.
The technology game changer is the device which we hold near and dear and use to share our most personal, intimate information willingly and sometimes unknowingly. It's the mobile phone, says MIT database researcher Sam Madden.
In 2011, there were 5 billion cell phones in the world. I think that's kind of an amazing statistic because it's like more than the number of people who have shoes or toilets or toothbrushes. And of those 5 billion phones, 1 billion of them were already these smartphone class devices with broadband style internet connections. And you guys probably all know that your smartphones are already heavily equipped with sensors and they're going to become increasingly more so.
We already wear data transmitting devices that monitor how much exercise we get. That can be used in medical studies. There are cameras on highways, subways, and buildings watching our every movement to prevent terrorist attacks and regulate the flow of traffic. Sharing our private data can have public benefits, says Professor Madden.
There are studies that show that in the riskiest group of young male drivers, that they will reduce their risky behavior by up to 72% if they know that they are being monitored. Okay, and so you could talk about whether this is a societally compelling good or not. Obviously, monitoring your teenage drivers is risky, but we would like to reduce unsafe driving behavior. That seems societally compelling. Of course, there's no clear-cut answer. I think we as a society have to decide what we're comfortable with.
Big data has the potential to become big brother as we willingly invite access into our lives because of the perceived benefits. Cal Rose, executive director of Massachusetts ACLU, says there'll be hearings in the State House tomorrow on the use of big data from drones and license plate readers.
drones, license plate readers may have uses, but they are only useful if they're used in a way that isn't abused by people who have access to that information to track you, to harass you, or to otherwise violate your rights. So we need to find a way to balance the law that protects our privacy with the ability to have technology. I think it's possible for us to be both safe and free.
The Presidential Panel on Big Data and Privacy will hold two more meetings around the country and within 90 days issue its report on ways to balance privacy and the collection of massive amounts of personal information. For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Bruce Gellerman.